Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Gosh, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
Pelican invites you to take a beach break at one of their coastal locations. Pacific City, Tillamook, Cannon Beach, Lincoln City, and now open in Rockaway Beach. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
Absolutely. Pelican Brewing Company presents today's Daily Ticker with their five coastal locations now with the introduction to Rockaway Beach. I need to make an effort to go visit that rather soon there, Andrew.
It sounds and looks delightful.
Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. Really excited for our next guest. He is a good friend of the program. We bring him on to talk about Nikola Jokic being fat but amazing, the Denver Nuggets unstoppable. Now we've got Bo Nix in Denver. The Broncos are really good.
Yes, they are.
Our good friend Josh Dover over there in Denver, radio host for 104.3. He's on Twitter, @Josh. Joshua Dover, I want to ask you very quickly, you on your Twitter profile here, Josh, you've got your TikTok and Instagram handles, and I'm very, like, is Josh Dover like a trendy dance TikTok guy who's like got dad energy, or are you just doing sports takes on TikTok?
And now you get a little bit of both. I'm a local hack golfer here in Colorado, so there's a little golf content.
Okay.
And then, mostly me complaining about my favorite sports teams on TikTok. That's mostly what it's about.
Okay. All right. There's about six or seven things
you do there. At least the Rockies just hired the guy who gave Deshaun Watson $230 million guaranteed, so you got that going for you in Denver. Not to bring them up, I want to ask you, where are Bronco fans at on Bo Nix? He has been, they're winning games. At moments, they look awesome. They're coming back in fourth quarters, and then there's like the Raider game, and you're like, ugh, what is this? Where are fans at on him in year two?
You know, it's interesting because most fans are just down for the ride. It's been a world of suck here in Denver for a long time with the football team. So I think most fans are just ecstatic that they're winning. And honestly, on the radio show, on the social media, accounts, it's if you complain about it or you say, hey, this isn't sustainable. What's going on here with this offense? A lot of fans give you that. Hey, just enjoy it. They're 8-2. How long have we been wanting winning football in this city, and we finally have it. So I can get that part of it, right? If you're just going to ride as a fan and want to have fun and enjoy it, go ahead. Live it up. Hmm. Don't worry about the quicksand that we might be standing in right now. But if you want to look at what this is, and like I said, it might be some quicksand, telling us that this offense is not sustainable, then there's some real reasons to worry. His feet have been bad, boys, and you guys have seen him a lot as well. Like, he's reverted back to some Auburn bow habits, which you thought those were, gone, thanks to his time at Oregon. He's leaving the pocket way too early. He's rolling to his right, desperately trying to avoid a sack. And that's a characteristic that Sean Payton talks about loving so much. But, man, sometimes you got to know that you're going to deliver a ball. You're going to stand in there. You're going to take a hit, but you're going to put something on your wide receiver. He's just been bad about that. So I think the fan base is down to win. It's fun, right? We haven't won a lot around here in the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. But I think if you're, you know, more than just a casual observer, you're looking at this and going, well, this isn't sustainable, and when's the other shoe going to drop?
Yeah, it's a little Blazer-y of you guys over there. Usually the Blazer fans are like, hey, we're a great fun watch as a first-round team, and normally a lot of people are just happy with that. But I do want to kind of get in the weeds on this here with Josh Dover, 104.3, over there in Denver. So I saw this on The Athletic in kind of following Denver. Obviously, we have an interest here because of Knicks, but the Broncos are weird. The one-score lock has flipped their way this year. It went against them last year. The defense we knew would be stellar. I would argue it's been even better than we expected. You got one of the best edge rushers in Benito, and you got one of the best DTs in Allen over there. This on Knicks, on being hurried and rushed, 46.2% completion percentage when having pressure. That ranks 24th of 33 qualified quarterbacks. His yards per attempt on those throws is 4.6, which ranks 32nd, and his passer rating when pressured is 55.9, which is 28th. I know pressure does this to most quarterbacks, but his numbers in those metrics are amongst the worst. We've been noting this of, like, the defense is winning a lot of these games, and I don't know how much you can trust the offense in big playoff moments to just say, hey, wake up, it's the fourth, you're down 20 points, go win it. I have seen some of the rhetoric online, and it is online, of, is this Knicks or is it Peyton play calling? Where do you kind of stack up on the Peyton play calling versus Bo reverting to his Auburn days?
You know, for a long time, fellas, I was blaming Sean Payton. And he's still not free to blame. Let's not get that twisted. But over the last couple of weeks, really going back to Houston a couple of weeks ago, I started to really focus in on Bo's feet. And just, like I said, rolling to the right, the people blitzing, him avoiding sacks, but knowing that he's going to throw without a platform off base, and it's not going to be accurate or on time. So it's this double-edged sword of, can the coach help his quarterback? Yeah, absolutely. But does the quarterback have to play better football and look like an NFL-level quarterback? 100%. And Bo has not done that over the last few weeks. Sean is, I'm sure you guys seen it. He writes run it on his play sheet like every week. And then guess what he doesn't do, fellas? He doesn't run the football. He doesn't establish any sort of rhythm running the ball. And everybody out here thought, hey, the identity of the Broncos offense is J.K. Dobbins. And now he's not going to play this weekend and might miss a couple of games, mm-hmm. depending on how serious that injury is on his foot. So everybody's a little worried here that Sean's just going to revert to going back to Bo, trusting his system and letting a second-year quarterback that's struggling throw the ball 35-plus times. And I don't know how you guys feel football philosophy. I don't give a damn what your name is. Bo Nix, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Daniel Jones at this point. I don't think quarterbacks should be throwing the ball at a clip of 35 to 40 times in today's NFL, even if it is a pass-happy league. But when you're a young quarterback struggling, that balance has to be so close to 50-50, and Sean's stubborn, you know what, just refuses to do that. So I honestly was like 60% Sean Payton, 40% Bo Nix up until about 2 weeks ago, and I'm at a healthy split. There's plenty of blame to go around for both of those dudes right now.
Yeah, I wonder if you guys lose the Giant game, you don't have that historic comeback. Like, I feel like the noise is even more than it is, but the record is what it is. Should they have made a move at the deadline? That was a big talking point. Should Denver have made a move at the deadline?
I mean, a lot of people out here want running back now just because of the J.K. Dobbins thing, but, you know, that's the hindsight conversation. People wanted Jaylen Waddle, which we learned the Broncos kind of kicked the tires on that. And I thought that was absolutely ridiculous. Again, going back to Sean Payton not figuring out his offense. When your guys' house is a mess because your kids won't pick up their damn toys, do you go buy them more toys or do you make them pick up and play with the ones they already have?
Get rid of them.
So I was, yeah, thank you. I was completely out on a wide receiver. I was intrigued by inside linebacker. They can't cover a tight end or a running back to save their lives. And now they're down Alex Singleton, who, you know, an unfortunate incident with testicular cancer, but yeah. I thought an inside linebacker, like I said, people are talking running back now, but that's hindsight. Mm-hmm. You didn't know what the deal was with J.K. Dobbins.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
How are you guys out there feeling? It's funny, like, even listening to this conversation, because I almost feel like I'm in the bubble of Denver sports radio, where there's a lot of negativity around it, but they are 8-2, and it's like, hey, what's wrong with the Broncos? They're in first place in the AFC West.
And they're hosting the Chiefs.
And they're hosting the Chiefs this weekend. Who they damn near, if they don't have a block field goal at Arrowhead last year, right? Like, they win that game at the end of regulation. Yeah. This game, it's massive, because if they win the game, the Chiefs are already behind the Chargers. They got a head-to-head loss to them. They're already behind the Broncos, and you had a head-to-head loss in that category. This might eliminate the Chiefs in the AFC West, which we're all desperately rooting for. Just your thoughts on the matchup and what Denver needs to do in order to win the game, because, KC, you know they're going to bring it coming off a bye.
Yeah, 100%, Andy. Reached 22-4 off a bye week, so that's a tough hill that you got to climb. I think this is a huge game. I just said they can't cover running backs and tight ends. We'll figure out today what Isaiah Pacheco's status is. He's been dealing with something over there on the side of the Chiefs. But Travis Kelce, as much as we all want to make fun of him for being old and Mr. Swift and all the things, you look at his numbers, he's actually on track to having about 75, 80 catches and flirting with 1,000 yards again. So he's starting to do his thing. I think that's going to be a problem for the Broncos. Mahomes is always a problem for any team that they're facing. And then, like I said, without J.K. Dobbins, the Broncos are going to have to lean on R.J. Harvey. If R.J. Harvey's giving you 2-3 yards a carry for the first 5-6 carries, I think Sean Payton will pull that plug and they have to lean on Bo Nix even more, which I don't think is a good formula for success as the way he's playing right now. So I look at this game and say, hey, if R.J. Harvey can get it going early and show Sean that he can trust him, the Broncos can win this game. I'm very hesitant to say that that's going to happen. So I think this might, almost like last year, right? Not the Week 18, you know, JV Bowl, but that blocked kick that we were talking about. That's something I think it can come down to last possession here, because the Broncos defense is good enough to keep them in every single game that they play. It's that offense that you guys talked about, is Angels in the outfield stuff. Is Christopher Lloyd going to show up so that they can win in the fourth quarter?
He's always watching. Hey, let's get you out on this one. Help settle a debate here on the show. We got a lot of Mariner fans down in our area because, you know, people are like, oh, they're the closest team, so they root for the Mariners a lot. So it's been really loud. It was a fun season. Did Aaron Judge, in your opinion, win the AL MVP because he's a Yankee? If you swapped Raleigh and Judge, does Raleigh win the AL MVP?
Yeah, 100%. And I actually said it on my show when all this was going to go down, and I'm going to do it again today. Aaron Judge doesn't need another MVP. Well, this is just baseball being so out of touch. Celebrate what happened right in front of you and honor a guy that we might not ever see again. Do it from that position and both sides of the plate like he was doing it. I think it's Major League Baseball catering to that coast like they always do, and giving something to just a giant dude that can smack bombs out of the park. It's ridiculous, in my opinion. Kyle Raleigh had one of the more fun seasons in Major League Baseball history, and historic season from his position, and he doesn't get honored for it. It's just another reason baseball doesn't get it.
That's why you're on the show, dude. You're smart. My co-host, a big Yankee fan over here, telling me Judge should have won it. Josh Dover on Twitter, at Joshua Dover, 104.3 over in Denver, crushing it, killing it. Thanks so much for hopping on this morning, Josh. We always appreciate the time. Enjoy this weekend's game.
Appreciate you, boys. Thanks for having me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.